What is going on, everyone, and welcome to A Dose of Magic Live, the first live show version of our weekly A Dose of Magic show. This is Ryan.
And I'm Brett.
And we are so excited to kick off this format. This allows us such new opportunities to engage with you guys as Disney fans, as well as just have a lot of fun with each other. And so with this, for new people, this is going to happen every other Monday night at 7 p.m. But if you miss it, that is perfectly okay. The audio will still be uploaded every Wednesday as our traditional audio format. So don't worry, you don't have to necessarily be here, but you can still either watch it on YouTube after or see it and listen to it every Wednesday. Bro, Brett, what's going on? How are you?
I am doing very, very well. Had a golf tournament today, so a little bit sleepy, not going to lie. But nothing hypes me up more than talking Disney.
That's right.
So looking forward to some conversations here. But overall, also a pretty busy weekend here on the home front. So I officially got married this past Friday. So
that is correct.
It was a busy, busy weekend. So super exciting there. But yeah, overall, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well, but I did want to show everybody a quick photo, if you don't mind, of Brett's big day.
Yeah, go for it.
This is something, it was an absolutely stunning day. Everybody had the time of their lives. Look at the sun shining. Look at Brett's joy here with Autumn. It was such a special day for everybody involved, and we cannot be more happy for you. So if everybody is in the chat and here, please give Brett a congrats. Please say, you know, congratulations for this new chapter in his life. We are so excited for you, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, super, super exciting.
Yeah.
We finished. The only Disney touch we had at the wedding was our walkout song, or our walk away song, I guess you would call it.
That's right.
So once we left the altar, it was Ever Ever After from Carrie Underwood and Enchanted. Great movie. That was our only Disney touch we had.
Yeah, and that's all you needed, honestly. Just want to put this back up there. Thank you, Nick, for commenting from YouTube. Congratulations to Brett. It was such a wonderful day. And yeah, just that little Disney touch sometimes is all you need. It doesn't need to be too much, but it was absolutely stunning. Speaking of, thank you, Nick, for reminding us. Where are you guys coming from? For anybody who's live and watching this with us right now, go ahead and put that in the chat. We can throw it up there to see where people are coming in from. We know we have listeners up and down the East Coast and sometimes the West Coast, in even other countries. So if you are here, we would love to hear and see where you guys are from. So go ahead and do that. And that just also kind of reminds us to go ahead and keep in touch with us on all of these socials you'll see at the bottom right. We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok. We're on Facebook. We are having a lot of fun on all of those formats. So go ahead and engage with us there. We post a lot of different content, different versus Instagram versus TikTok. So you'll get some fresh stuff each day to kind of get that dose of magic that you're looking for.
Yes, exactly. I'm super excited for this, this style, right? This is a whole new style for us.
Yep.
So it's super cool that we're able to reach people all across the U.S., including Nick. Nick's coming from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Wow.
So huge shout out to you, Nick, for tuning in here. We really appreciate it. And I'm really hoping that MA is Massachusetts because I was really confident when I said that.
It definitely is. And Nick, we will not tell your boss that you're watching from work. So thank you for doing that. Thanks for sneaking us in. We have Melly coming in here from Mexico. See, I told you we have a couple listeners and viewers from other countries as well. So thank you for tuning in, Melly, from Mexico. That is very cool. We also have Autumn Brown, last name now, Sheplock. What a magical day on the wedding. This is Brett's wife now, watching from her office in Glassboro, New Jersey. So thank you, Autumn. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for everybody for stopping in. This is going to be a lot of fun. And we do have a game coming up. Brett, do you want to explain to them what the game is?
Yes, I would love to. So our game here, this style, is going to be Ryan manipulated five attractions or pictures of things around Disney World in ways that he removed items or made it so I can't really identify what attraction it is. And I have to take my best guess based on what has been removed.
That's
exactly. I think I explained that well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You did. I spent some time and manipulated some images of these attractions, and it tried to take out the context clues of what makes those attractions, you know, stand out. And so we'll see if you and everybody else watching at home is going to be able to identify these attractions, because it's going to be really cool. So let's get started. Awesome. And before we do, I see John coming in here from a secret location with magic. This is John Selfie. He's one of our past guests and also one of the most well-known Disney food bloggers that we know of. He goes around and gets to try restaurants all over the Walt Disney World. So if you don't follow him already, go check out his articles online, because they are just wonderful.
Yes. And we have Julie Sheplock listening from Philly, which AKA is the bedroom right behind the wall that Ryan is sitting against. That is Ryan's wife. So ton of support flying around here. But without further ado, let's jump into this game.
Let's play some games. So I'm going to put us on the bottom here so that we can do this full screen and give everyone a chance to watch it. So here's what's going to happen. As Brett said, we're going to show the first image. And this image is a real image that I found offline of an attraction, and I manipulated it to edit some of the, again, the effects and the things in it. Can you guess, Brett, and anybody listening at home, what attraction this picture originally was?
So looking at it, right, you want to jump to Animal Kingdom. Very foresty, very rock heavy. But I am going to have to say that that is Mine Train. Ooh. In the back of Magic Kingdom.
All right, let's see. We have a couple guesses also coming in. We have Jeff, who's guessing a Runaway Train. And then we also, which is Big Thunder, I believe he's referring to. And then we also have Mine Train, which is Seven Dwarfs, which Brett called. We have Yvonne coming in here, multitasking, listening from Disney Springs. Thank you, everyone. So the answer to this is actually going to be the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So those who guessed it, good job. Brett, congratulations. That was awesome.
Wow. I want to compliment you here for your editing ability.
Thank you.
To not only take away the cart, the tracks, but the upper shaft, like the mine shaft in the upper right-hand corner, is very good. And to take away the castle, something I did not even notice.
Yeah. So that's the fun part about this game, is that I was able to use with the magic of AI. I can't even take the credit. It's nothing that I was able to do talent-wise. I truly just was able to mess around with it on Canva. But we were able to take out a lot of these images that kind of give it away. But we had a couple good guesses. So that was the first fun one. Here's the second one. Let's see.
This reminds me of, remember we used to wait in like dentist's office?
Yeah.
And you had the highlight magazine. It was like Spot the Difference.
Yeah. That's
when
exactly
these what pictures are like side by side, that's what it reminds me of.
That is exactly what this reminds me of too. So let's see if you guys can get the second one.
Oh, gosh. So I want to say that this is – okay, I'm stumped. I'm going to say Jungle Cruise.
Okay. All right, Jungle Cruise. Do you think it's because of all the vegetation around it?
The vegetation and the right left-hand side of that like bungalow hut is giving Adventureland. So I think it's I think it's Jungle Cruise.
All right, confidently. All right. This is why I love the game. It is not Jungle Cruise.
Ooh.
I'll give you a chance if you want to change it really quick before I reveal it.
Am I in the right park? Am I in Magic Kingdom?
You are in the wrong park.
Oh, I'll see my way out of this conversation.
See your way out of that park and into a different one.
Animal Kingdom, maybe Festival of the Lion King.
All right, that is his guess. Let's see it. It is actually
what?
Star Tours. This is one of the coolest queues, by the way. As I was looking up rides and ideas, I forgot, not that I forgot, but you don't appreciate how cool this is. This is a life-size AT-AT outside of this ride, and you walk right under it. So being able to kind of take that out of it and try to take away some of the building in the background too, to not give it away. I wanted to see if you were going to be able to pinpoint this AT-AT.
Wow.
We had a couple guesses for Animal Kingdom. We also had Star Wars. So we had a good guest there that was right on.
Very nice. I don't think even with that building, I would have gotten that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
100% fair. You want to know why? Because there's too much Star Wars in Hollywood Studios and I got confused.
Yep, absolutely. It's
in too many places.
Absolutely. Here you go with another one. This one is a bit subtle. I will give you the hint. It's some subtle changes that were made here, but for those who are beloved fans of this attraction, you may know it.
So, again, very much stumped here. I love this game. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. It looks like the entrance into Beauty and the Beast show in Hollywood Studios, but you said attraction, so I don't know if that's right.
I would consider that an attraction. So if you want to make that your guess, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say it, but I'm not confident with it at all.
All right. Well, that is a phenomenal guess because these were the only subtle changes that I was able to make for this one. Take a look at this. It is Beauty and the Beast show, and all I took out was a couple flags and really the main building that's in the distance to make it look like that.
Wow.
I thought the picture on the left was pretty blank, pretty bare. It's almost really tough to tell, so I'm very impressed that you were able to tell, and I'm curious if others at home were able to tell as well.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah, it's challenging, right? It's a lot of fun, though. I like the style.
Yes, it could have been anything. So
exactly, exactly. Here's your next one.
All right, so I'm panicking internally right now because I'm between two.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get so much flack in the chat if this is wrong, and I know it. But I'm going to say Small World.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. We have a couple guesses coming in. We have PhilharMagic.
Oh.
We have another, the Philharmonic, PhilharMagic. We also have...
Yeah, but...
We also George have Jorge saying it's a Small World.
Right.
So what do you think, given a couple of those options?
I'm confident in my decision, but I'm gonna stick Small World.
All right. Well, you are correct. This is It's a Small World. Tried to take out a lot of the castle features. Definitely took off the title, took off the standby. I kept the wait time, and I actually wanted to keep that to throw you off, hoping that you wouldn't, like, you'd see that and be like, oh, it's 40 minutes. You know, sometimes It's a Small World could get down really, really low. So I was hoping that would keep you off its trail. But that's a great guess. Let's go into your last one. And I'm sorry for the smudging on these pictures. The Small World because of the wait time. I'm sorry about the smudging on these pictures. Again, this is an AI that did it. So I was able to kind of erase what I wanted to. But I don't get to, you know, take control of the colors to make it what it is. So with this, the smudge of a picture, are you able to tell where we are?
I am. I am able to tell.
Pretty quickly?
And yes. I didn't at first, but there have been context clues that were not removed.
All right.
And I'm going to confidently submit that this is Slinky Dog Dash Roller Coaster.
What were those context clues that are giving it away?
The rock spires in the background peeping over from Star Wars Land. And then... The building that I can see, what I thought was Tomorrowland,
yep,
in Magic Kingdom, but then the rocks for me confirmed that is indeed Hollywood Studios. And then when you align yourself with where you can see both Toy Story and Star Wars, the only place that can happen is within Toy Story Land.
Yep,
and that's Slinky Dog.
Hey, that's a fantastic analysis. Jorge agrees with you that we're in Hollywood Studios, and you are correct. That is Slinky Dog Dash. That is the original photo. Again, it got pretty heavily manipulated once I put it through its paces, but we were trying to erase all of the features. And as you can see, this theme is really tough to kind of get rid of because everything is themed so heavily. And I found that to be the case when picking almost any ride. It's kind of tough to pick out things and make it neutral looking because Disney does such a good job of keeping the theme, keeping the attraction, keeping the queue lines, everything so themed. And so it was actually very hard to make it not a given in a giveaway while we were doing this. So this was a good example of a great game that we can play going forward. And with this visual format, we can do variations of this. It was fun seeing the guesses come in also from the audience. So that is just a fun little example. And we hope you guys had fun with that one too.
Yes. Now, were there any attractions you tried to manipulate and like they were just way too hard and you had to scrap it?
Yeah, great question. I did. I had Jungle Cruise in there, and not that it was too hard, but taking a boat out of water still leaves you with like the only three water rides that are at, you know, Disney World. And so you're very able to kind of like process of elimination, look at it. So that was almost a giveaway. Maybe I'll try to find a way to sneak it in another round if we do this in the future. But it was tough to kind of get rid of that because, again, it's like I take a boat out of water, but we're just still
looking right. Forward.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah. So my Jungle Cruise intuition wasn't too far off in my one guess.
No. Looking at the vegetation, that is a good call. You were not far off at all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not too bad. But I think that is a good time to pivot into the other main topic of the show. And that is talking about what's happening later this week. And that is the holiday decor flip, where overnight they go from Halloween to Christmas. Now, Brett, is this something that you would actually like to experience yourself? Meaning go one day, see Halloween, and then kind of go the next day to the park and all of a sudden it all be a holiday period, not just Christmas, but all holidays, of course.
Yeah, I would love to see it. I think I'd be curious about like what it like feels like when one day you potentially are finishing up like a Boo to You parade or a Mickey's Not So Scary Party, and the next morning you're waking up to like Christmas trees all surrounding you. I feel like at some point it probably feels like you time warped of some kind.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would totally want to experience that.
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh yeah, of course. And our cousin actually at your wedding, I was talking to her, and she is going to experience this. She's going down this week for just that specific reason, wants to see the flip. And so, yes, I would absolutely love to see that as well. I think that would be so super cool to do. And just to see how much effort it takes overnight to really make that happen. So with that said, and because it's the spirit of this week, we're going to talk about five interesting things that really it takes during the process and things that you may not know about the process, because this is a huge, huge undertaking that Disney does.
Yes. Yes. And this is not a sponsored video, obviously, but there is an entire show, basically, that Disney has created on Disney Plus that shows all this, basically, in time-lapse form. So if after this episode, you're like, oh my gosh, I really want to see that, the behind the scenes is actually available to you to see, and it's a very interesting show.
Yeah.
And you learn so much more than just the five things that we're going to tell you right now. So definitely check that out if this is a conversation that is interesting to you.
Yeah, great point. But as he said, check it out after. Don't run off just yet because we have some five interesting things that you maybe didn't know or haven't learned yet. Before we go into that, quick question from Nick coming in. Are these new microphones good ears, Nick? They are new microphones. We're hoping that you can hear it on your end as well. Hopefully a better quality on your end. And so, yes, these are new microphones with this season, and we're really looking forward to it. So hopefully you can understand it as well or hear it as well. Going into it, Brett, here's the first thing that you may not know about the holiday decor flip at Walt Disney World. The first is that there is a true dedicated full-time team year-round called the Holiday Services Team, and the warehouse that they keep everything in, they call internally as Santa's Workshop. Isn't that pretty interesting? I wouldn't think that a seasonal situation like this would require a full-time team. What do you think?
Yeah, I would think. I didn't know there was a full-time team because I also feel like it's very much like copy and paste every year.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like once you've done the first year or like maybe – I'll give them 5 years, right? Like once they found their look that they like – I feel like every year it's just like take it down, put it back up. Like how much, what are we doing for the other 7 months out of the year, in absolutely no disrespectful way. And when I ask that question, but it truly is like, what is there to do? When all the Christmas trees are just sitting in a warehouse ready to be put back out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do. And I thought about that as well. And I think about how they probably take back the inventory at the end of the season, go over the damages, anything that was lost, anything that needs to be replaced, right? Start placing those orders and start sourcing from new areas, you know, some things like that.
Yeah.
They also tend to refurbish a lot of what they use. And so they're trying to save that. So I'm sure a big chunk of the year is kind of going through that again. You also got to work on labor and seeing how much time and people you're going to need to make this happen again. Disney is expanding. Disney changes things year over year. And so not everything, a lot is cookie cutter. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure a lot of it is like,
sure,
you know, you're getting the same tree or the same location. That's got to be a huge tree right there. But as they expand and as new things pop up, they're able to kind of change and new ideas, right? Got to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that as I was thinking about it, I was like, actually, there probably is a lot to do throughout the year, you know?
Yeah. I feel like aside from like just the people who create the parks, I feel like the teams who are responsible for like the parades and the costumes, like,
yeah,
like that also has to take months to like figure out choreography and figure out like what designs,
yeah,
and like incorporating all the new movies that have come out in the last year. Like, are those characters now going to be represented somewhere or somehow?
Yeah.
So I feel like that is also a really hard part.
Yeah. Like integrating all of that. I also feel like the managers who are in charge of this and in charge of the people and practicing and kind of scheduling and making sure everyone knows what they're doing, they have to be ex-military, right? They have to be
so rigid,
so strict and demanding and like, okay, we have, you know, 7 hours overnight. We got to get this done. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. And then if a poor, you know, new person is like, I missed last night's meeting. You know, what do I do? They probably just like,
probably like explode. They're probably like, you're a janitor now.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Everyone's just doing push-ups out as punishments instead of hanging wreaths. It's got to be a very, very strict environment. It's got to be a very tough environment to kind of go through and do all of that perfectly overnight. So yeah, that's kind of interesting, you know?
That's actually a really interesting thought. What do you think, like, how many people do you think know the execution plan, right? So say like me, you are like team leaders, right?
Okay.
And we are responsible for the Magic Kingdom flip, right? Yeah. Overnight. What happens if like you're sick and like I have an emergency,
right?
Like, do you think like, I mean, that flip's got to happen, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, can you imagine waking up November 1st and there not being a flip? People would be like, yo, this place is broken.
Right.
Like,
exactly. And imagine the person that you had worked with for months, weeks, gets sick and, you know, was the one who was supposed to be in charge of decorating, you know, the front of the store on Main Street. And then all of a sudden they're out that day for whatever reason, a family member issue, something like that, something unforeseen, right? Imagine that. And then there has to be things in place, I'd imagine.
Yeah. That would be stressful.
And I'm sure that's part of what they go over year round, kind of talking about plan Bs, plan Cs. If this doesn't work, if this breaks when it's going up, right? There are so many variables happening that this team, I'm sure, goes through year round. And that Santa's workshop has got to have replacements and definitely like a bunch of the same items just in case things break.
Right. So that'll transition us into number two.
Yep.
And that's Magic Kingdom takes 6 full tractor trailers just of their decor.
That's right.
So within those 6 tractor trailers, though, you have 40 trees,
mm-hmm,
147 wreaths, and 590 garlands.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And Target doesn't have that in stock. So
yeah, you're going to just get that at the Christmas tree store down the street. That is something that team that we talked about, you know, has to be sourcing year round. If they're refurbishing it, they got to make sure that they're functional, they're working, they're good. But yeah, 40 trees, 147 wreaths, and 590 garlands, all within 6 tractor trailers just for the Magic Kingdom. Just to put that into perspective for everyone, that is not the entirety of the Walt Disney World. That is just for Magic Kingdom. But there is an asterisk here. Only 50% of Magic Kingdom decor goes up on that first night. And then over a period of a couple nights, the rest of that gets sprinkled out and finished. But it's just enough, that 50% mark is enough for you to go, wow, when you walk in the next day and go, wow, that is such a change. You know, yesterday was Halloween, today it looks amazing. So a little bit of the detail work gets finished as the days go on, but at least 50% goes up on that first night. So pretty interesting. I would I would think it was 100.
I also thought it was 50, but I think this is probably a good insight to Jorge's question here, which is any insight to last year's delay on the actual Christmas tree not being up on November 1st? Because I remember this happening, actually. Mm. It was not up. The big one in Magic Kingdom didn't get up until, I want to say, the second night.
I think it was.
And Jorge, I wonder if this is like going off what we just said, like 50%, right? And I wonder if something went wrong with that first tree, right? Like, I wonder if like a frame's bent or a part like went missing.
Yeah, something
or
critical.
Something, right? Right, something critical for them to be like scrap the tree, which everybody's expecting. So interesting point that the biggest icon aside from the castle of last year was not up in that first 50% of the decor.
Yeah, Jorge, it's a great comment, great question. I don't off the top of our heads know exactly what that reason was. I do recall seeing the headlines for it, and I remember it being delayed a bit. But again, to Brett's point, it must have been something so critical, because it's very unlike Disney to be delayed, especially for something as iconic as that tree. So yeah, it's a great one.
Totally agree.
Funny comment from Melly, 40 trees. I don't even have one tree in my house. Melly, we got to get you a tree, girl. We got to get you a tree in
there. Go to Disney. I'm sure they won't notice if they only have 39 that arrive.
Somehow you can take one of theirs. Workshop and you'll be good. So interesting there about Magic Kingdom. That moves us on to number three, though. We're going to shift parks and go into Epcot. So with Epcot, it actually all does get done in one night, which is interesting. And I was like, oh, I wonder why. I was trying to think about it before I was like reading on. And in reality, it's because not all of the countries get decorated, which actually makes sense in hindsight.
Interesting.
Yeah. So not all of the countries get decorated. So they have less work to do and it's a smaller park. And so they're able to, or at least have less decorations. So they're able to crank that out in one night, which is interesting. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but it also makes total sense. But I also feel like all the other parks are very much just like accent decorations. Like Hollywood Studios already has up some of their decorations. Mm. Along Sunset Boulevard, there's already the Christmas stars that they hang every year.
Somebody's getting fired.
Somebody got the wrong timeline. Went out a week early. but no, so like, I think it makes total sense because like Epcot's not putting up five huge trees, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it's very much like, here's some trees and some other small accent things, which makes sense. And then to almost, like you mentioned, like not even have to worry about World Showcase in a lot of areas, potentially. Like, there's half your park. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it. Very interesting.
For example, Morocco is one that does not get any Christmas decorations. So just in case somebody was curious what that one is about. We have Melly. I've been to Disney in November, but my favorite season is Halloween. That's awesome, Melly. Well, I hope you enjoyed all of the decor that you got to see this year, because it looked great. But unfortunately, you have one more day of it, and then it gets flipped.
Yes. Number four is going to be that it takes 18 nights to finish all of Walt Disney World and their cruises.
Yes.
Which makes total sense, right? Like, it would be a huge undertaking to – I would love to see how a cruise does the flip.
Yeah. I know. And the cruise also includes the island, their private castaway island. So that also includes and is part of that flip and the decor. So interesting. 18 nights. You hear that Epcot is one of them. Magic Kingdom gets most of it's up in the first night and then trickles it over the course of the other nights. But you think of the full footprint. You think about how many people and how many materials and how many hours it's going to take to truly make the flip. And hearing that it takes ultimately 18 nights to do all of the final decor, most of it happens on the first night. We know that, right? You wake up and it's all of a sudden change, and that's the beauty of it. That's the wow factor. But it does take 18, right. So pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
Last but not least is that if you ever wanted to get a quick look at it and see it, because most of these overnight changes are happening in the parks. And unfortunately, unless you work for Disney, you don't get a chance to be in the parks to be able to see it yourself. But if you're in a resort, you do get to see it. So you can stay overnight and stay up overnight and overlook the lobbies. And for example, Grand Floridian, you can watch overnight at Grand Floridian and watch them put up the decor, the big tree, and really see that magic come to life. Now, I will tell you, it's not going to be magical. It's going to be a lot of hard hats. It's going to be a lot of safety vests. It's going to be a lot of platforms, scaffolding, and all this other stuff. But you can watch it if you want to see it overnight and be one of the first to kind of experience it.
Would you do this? Would you sit in the lobby of Wilderness Lodge and just watch seven people put up a Christmas tree?
I don't know. I don't know if I would do that. You know, I feel like I would be cool to seeing it and like not sleeping in because we want to get up and rope drop, baby. But I would be cool seeing it the next morning, I think, and just being like, oh, that's so awesome. You know, it was cool to be part of the flip. I don't know if I would sit and watch it overnight and if I would get anything like super cool out of that. What do you think?
No. 100% no.
Quick no?
I've put up our own Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And that alone was like plenty for me. I don't think I would ever want to watch somebody else do it. Yeah. Nor
you don't have to put it up yourself. You're just watching.
No. Like, I would not want to watch that. Yeah.
That is hilarious. Well,
because what are you doing when they take their hour break at 3 a.m.? I'm falling asleep.
You're dozing right? off. Labor laws. The rest of it.
Labor laws, people. Like, no. That's hilarious. I would not watch that.
Well, there is a family that does it just about every year. They did not do it for the COVID year, of course, but they did it just about every year where they will stay and watch and camp out with drinks, champagne, making a whole night thing overnight to watch the tree at the Grand Floridian. And they get to be the first family to take a picture in front of it. That is what their end goal is. That is what their ultimate, you know, proud tradition is that end goal of standing and being the
is
first.
Is that a flex?
Do you care about that?
Well, okay. So this gets back to some other conversation that we've had before. Like that goal right there, right? No shade to this family at all. Traditions are traditions.
Yeah.
But that is strictly word of mouth, right? Like there's no proof that this family is going to be the first family every year. Right, like if we met right at like a bar,
yeah,
and we were talking, and you're like, "Yeah, I was the first family to take a picture in front of the Grand Floridian tree this year."
Yeah,
I would be like, one, okay, and two, I'd be like, "How do I know that?" Because
yeah,
I would assume that there are so many other people at Disney that I'd be like, "Well, maybe you weren't."
Yeah, and then like, no, look at this photo. It's us in front of the tree, and it's like, okay.
Right. And then like, and what do they do? Like if another family now beats them?
Yeah.
Like tradition ruined, tradition over, never doing it again. Like
I bet they're territorial. I would bet money.
You think?
That they are territorial. They're going to act like they're not. They're going to set up their chairs and be like, oh, we do it every year. You know, it's so fun. But I would bet money that they get territorial if another family comes.
Like, we were here.
Yeah.
We were there. Exactly. We were there.
Another family like, comes okay. with their soccer chairs and goes, takes them out, cracks open a cold one for the night, pours open the champagne or whatever they want to do to hang out and make it a picnic. And then I guarantee you the whispers start happening. They go, oh, look at them. Look at their chair. Oh, wow.
Right. And then the gates come down in the morning and the family to our left stands up first and goes for the picture.
Nope. Because the original family, I guarantee you, already went to the hotel manager and was like, right. Now, can we get the first picture? Like, try to get in with the hotel. I could see it just being so competitive.
But little do they know is I'm on the fourth floor with a selfie with the tree already. And I was the first picture from a distance because there's no line here.
Timestamp for me says 12:01. Timestamp for you is 12:02. Right. Couldn't get the whole family together.
Sorry.
Together, Doris. Sorry.
Right, I didn't wait for them to take down the scaffolding. Tree was up. I clicked it from the fourth floor. Sorry.
With the scaffolding in it.
Yeah. I was the first this year for that picture.
Yeah, like where
sorry to break it to you, the Johnsons.
Where does it start? Like does the team, the labor team have to leave? That's hilarious.
Yeah, there's a lot of critics here, a lot of answers I need.
Yeah. So nonetheless, if you wanted to be the first people to do it and compete with his other family, you are welcome to watch overnight at the resort hotels as they do it. Have fun with it. If you happen to do that, let us know. And let us know if you competed with anybody, because that's pretty funny.
Yes. But that, I think, wraps up our first A Dose of Magic Live here.
That does.
It was a great time. We had a ton of conversations. Loved the engagement from our comments on both Facebook and YouTube. So if you're still here, thank you so much for hanging around the whole time. If you joined halfway through, welcome and hello. And yeah, it was such a good time.
Yeah.
Definitely be sure, if you want to re-listen to this episode, it's going to be on our standard podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. Yep. This week will be loaded up. Or if you want to rewatch it, it will be on our YouTube channel.
That's right. We had a lot of fun doing this. This is just a sample of some of the ideas that we have and some of the things that we can do with this format, that fun picture game, talking about different topics, but it's still the same old show that you love with the Disney discussion each week. So please come on back, tell a friend. Again, having you guys in the comments was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun interacting and getting to see your answers, see your comments.
Yes.
So that is just, again, a sample of what this new medium kind of affords us. So we really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing everybody next time, and we cannot wait.
Yes. Thank you all.